I'm guilty.
He's guilty, y'all. Love after maca.
Of love in the first degree. But I don't mind.
Mm-mm. Sure don't.
As long as you're here with me. A judge and the jury. When they heard my plea. You know they sent me up the river.
Straight up that brick wall, gay up.
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love. Love after lock up, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. Those little Debbie cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit.
We've been found guilty, y'all.
Of guilty. Love in the first degree.
Of love in the first degree.
I like when someone responded to, they were on the Patreon comments, and it said, when I was listening to it and the theme song came on, I was like, what the fuck is this? And because it sounds so different,
yeah,
than all of our other theme songs. And then she's like, and then I started listening, and I was digging it.
Y'all, we have range. We try.
We have range.
We try.
I was giving you a little 90s, like late 90s soul. Late 90s
Ooh,
soul.
Yes.
Gay.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We felt
do,
it.
Do, 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 do. This is Lalu.
Y'all,
this is Lalu.
Season episode, 3, episode 36.
Episode equal sign P emoji.
Exactly. sugar daddy or boyfriend.
Boyfriend. And who coined that phrase is Nikki the wig salesperson.
My new favorite person.
We will talk about later.
Oh, I love.
I want to go to this wig store, although I do not want to pay those prices.
Well, let's talk about it. Well, we're going to talk about Stan first. I don't think, we just want to remind everybody that if you're listening to the Lalu tier, that the Bi-Curious episode's coming out this week for everybody now. That's for all of our reality gays extra.
It is the show Too Large. Featuring Corey, the thick bitch.
The thick bitch.
Thick
so that's going to be at the five. Bi-Curious is now on the $5 tier. We want to let everybody know, we've said this on the free show, but we don't remind you that the way the shows are coming out now, because we're doing Below Deck Med, yay, on the free
yay.
Feed. Now our part one of 90 Days airing on Sunday night. Part two is airing on Monday night. And Below Deck Med will be airing on Tuesday night, all dropping hopefully, if everything goes well, around 11:11 p.m. Pacific time.
We're going to be raw dogging your ears.
Raw dogging.
Three times a week.
The American way.
I like it how you equate. There's something
that's what
about
she said.
Did she actually say condomless sex was the American? No, you're making that
no,
up.
No, she did. She did. Lisa was like, I can show him what we do in America. In America, we don't have condoms. And I'm like, we have a lot of condoms in America.
It's not like they're hard to find here.
Yeah, like there's a lot of condoms in America.
I worked at a bookstore. There was just a condom sitting in a bowl. You just
for
took
free.
Them when you needed.
You took them for free.
There was a cute little gay guy from the LGBT center who would come in and give us bags all the time. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going out tonight. I could use a couple more.
Yeah, believe me, y'all, those free red condom packages for like
Lifesaver.
They were everywhere in our house.
Yeah. Now I'm on prep. So condom, what's that?
What's that? What's that?
That's not true. There's some who I meet and I'm like, you are wrapping that shit up.
Don't even act like you have discretion in that. Don't even. I know.
There are some times.
No, please, please.
You can, y'all, prep don't protect against
gonorrhea,
chlamydia,
syphilis,
or something you get in the Yangtze.
Yeah, well, Anyway.
Yeah.
How do we get
something
off on
swims
this?
Swims up, you Yang Z.
Yeah, so Below Deck Med, y'all. That's how we got off on this. We're doing that, which, you know, you can get a lot on a boat. We're very excited.
Oh, Jesus.
Also, I think the Ally Forney Center is our charity for the month, so don't forget that. And I think that's it.
Yeah, if you want to donate to the Ally Forney Center, you have about, this is going to air today. So you've got about 3 more days in our Sissy Squad to donate. So do
there
that.
Oh, Too Hot to Handle, y'all. We dropped 2 episodes already. So, and the other 2 we hope to drop later this weekend or week. So we'll keep you informed of
too
all that.
Too Hot to Handle.
Handle.
One episode is called, I noticed it's a French thing, what is it? It's something, basically the translation is... one's in deep shit or someone's in deep shit.
Because merda, right?
Or yeah,
merda.
Someone's in shit. Someone's in the shit.
We're going to see. That's episode 3. Okay. Let's talk about Stan and Lisa.
Let's talk about Stan. Or I think Mary Payne and Aaron called him Big Lots Hugh Hefner.
Oh.
Dead on with that terrible smoking jacket and that. Cosmo the ferret sitting right up on top of his head. It's dead on. You'll listen to Pink Shade if you enjoy Lalu. You'll enjoy them. They're
that
a good time.
Accurate.
It's very accurate. He wants to be Hugh Hefner too. It's terrible. So Stan is just sitting there making charcuterie with his cat, whose name I believe is Samuel.
Samuel. You know what?
Samuel.
I do enjoy a charcuterie with wine for dinner.
Charcuterie. Nothing like it.
I enjoy it. So it's Sam. I think Sam and Lisa. This is like a Wes Anderson independent movie. Like his house, like y'all, he has
Stan and Lisa. You're calling him the cat's name.
Yeah. Looking at his house and then talking about his wife passing, his life just seems sad to me.
Like, he's very lonely.
He seems very lonely. Yeah. Like he's talking and I'm like, cue instrumental, like sad music. And just like the days of him, he has charcuterie on Monday. He has charcuterie on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday night, charcuterie. Like, it's just the same thing over and over. And maybe that's not the case, but I just got that vibe.
But there's something. It's all a thing. It's the jacket. It's the ferret on the head. But what I call Cosmo the ferret, that terrible toupee that just sits up there.
I mean, is he trying to make excitement in his life, I guess?
He's trying to fill the days. That's what he's trying to do.
Yeah, that's what it feels. And he says, starting over if his wife passed, he said it was overwhelming and it gets lonely living in a house like this by himself.
So,
and you start to feel.
He's just too creepy for me.
No, you start to feel sad. And then he says things like, but I'm pretty fit for my age.
He's like, the things that I can offer women are I have patience, money. And a good attitude.
And I like zip lining,
riding. Did you hear icicle riding? I don't know what that was. Or maybe he said bicycle riding.
I think he meant bicycle riding, yes.
Okay, because that makes a lot more sense than icicle riding. Because I just expected someone with their arms around a big icicle waiting for it to fall.
No one can. No one can hold on to an icicle. That's very cold and slippery.
I like it how I'm like, icicle riding? I don't know what that is. And my brain only made the jump to bicycle riding. But no one says, I like to ride a bicycle. You say, I like bikes. Or
you've been watching Extreme Sisters and too many weird things. You're not making logical next steps.
I know.
You're just thinking it's going to be something crazy because we watched a woman jar both of her placentas.
Yeah, or sniff her sister's period crotch and call it pang pang.
Well, be sure to enjoy. You're on the cringe tour already. Be sure to listen to that. But it says he's also into zip lining, bicycle riding, and making love.
He loves making love. He also, he's excited to see Lisa when she gets out because we're going to have many adventures together. And so she calls.
And y'all, we, spoiler alert, we saw a picture of Lisa of what she looks like now.
She looked like her brother.
We were right. She looks like Lori Petty in Tank Girl.
Like, all her.
Dead on.
They must have really ripped her hair out in that fight.
Because that's what
they cut all her hair off.
She said that she was in a fight. And they ripped her hair, and that's why they had to cut her hair so short.
She calls and says, "I can't wait to be there at home with you. I can't wait to have sex with you. I can't wait to do that thing that we used to do in the basement." And I immediately
went, "That creeped me out."
What? What do you think it could be? What did they used to do in the basement?
Well, I'm going to answer that, but I just want to stay because Stan says, you know, I'm willing to try just about anything sexual.
Ooh,
I think Stan, and we better see it. I think Stan has a sex dungeon.
Okay.
I think his wife died.
So BDSM.
Yeah. Again, you're thinking of Extreme Sisters and being gay, and y'all, gay people, freaky deaky.
Yeah, but to me, BDSM is like the most vanilla thing I could think of they'd be into.
You got a cock ring? Great.
Leather harness? Sure.
You've got it
at Walmart.
You got electrodes on your dick? Sure. Here's a battery.
It's a Thursday.
Been there. I think that there's like a leather swing.
Oh,
he
no.
He fucks her in a sling. That's what I think.
I'm just like, bring a book. I want something to truly scandalize me.
I want
it to be like furries, but not just weird furries. Like, I don't know. What's like the freakiest thing I can think of are like, remember that show My Strange Addiction? Or
I never saw it.
What was the show where we watched it and people were sexually attracted to like to not animals, but like their car? The guy wanted to fuck his car.
Yeah.
Or maybe he uses like, or I was just thinking about like something like weird kitchen in weird kitchen gadgets on her.
Just like
some type of whisks.
A whisk or like a manual egg beater,
yes,
with dicks on it, just going.
That's the freaky stuff where my brain goes.
I don't know why, but that's the noise I would think it would make.
Just using. Just
because you know how when you whip cake batter and it gets kind of thick and it goes like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that really got descriptive. We're gonna get letters,
but I have no idea. You're right. It's probably something like it may as just be a sling or a tiny whip.
I think it's a sling, and she tied him up. He puts on like a cock ring or two, so that way he can keep it up. And then they do stuff,
the way they said it though was so disgusting.
I saying it now, and maybe this is wrong in me, but I hope we see it.
Oh, gross!
I can't wait. Don't tease me with the basement, Lalu, and then not show me what's down the stairs.
So remember, you guys, they met on seeking arrangement. That's not, as you said, it was senior arrangement, but seeking arrangement, which is mostly a sugar baby site.
A sugar baby site, yes.
She has basically said, she's basically telling him, when will I meet your kids? He's like, well, my kids really don't really like anybody I dated. Like,
yeah, my daughters kind of hate everybody that's not my ex-wife or not my widowed wife, my wife.
Then he says, well, you know, you could be Joan of Arc and she wouldn't like you. And I'm like, I think you mean someone like Mother Teresa, but because I imagine Joan of Arc was pretty fucking annoying.
She was hardcore. Joan of Arc didn't put up with a lot of shit.
I imagine she was quite unlikable. But I think he was saying that she was a saint and they burned her. She was that annoying.
They burned her. Yes.
She was a saint and everything. I have a feeling most saints were probably really kind of annoying in life.
Why hasn't Hilary Swank made that movie?
Play Joan of Arc.
Why? She's perfect for that, right?
There was a movie a while back of Joan of Arc who heard, she heard voices. She heard angels and telling her to do things. But again, y'all, I would imagine Joan of Arc was probably pretty intolerable in life.
Calling on your angels.
Like, her mom was like, Joan, shut the fuck up. I can't take this another day.
Mom, St. Michael is talking to me. I get it, Joan. I get it. Michael's calling you, Joan.
I promise you. So Joan of Arc is not a good
Do your trigonometry. You're going to need that in life.
I didn't know she had a Jewish mother. These people are so weird. They just say things. Anyway, Samuel the cat, we have in the little featurette, we find out he is 15 and he likes to smell him and he loves girls.
He loves girls. And now Stan said, you know, Lisa brings up again, well, I'm worried about how I look. And he's like, I'll be attracted to you even if you do look like a boy. And he's like, it doesn't matter to me how you look.
As long as you work out 2 hours a day, like you're saying.
Yeah. Because he says that. Then cut to, y'all, Stan
doesn't
is like.
How you look. Remember that. Doesn't matter how you look.
Doesn't matter how you look. Cut to, well, today I'm going to go see a hair specialist about getting Nikki wigs. And I thought, when you first thought this segment, did you think she asked him to go get wigs?
Yes. I thought that was it.
That is what I thought. That is not the case. Instead, Stan says, you know, I don't really care, but I want her to have long, luxurious hair.
Because I really like long, luxurious hair. And I kind of really need to make her a living mannequin that I can actually put wigs on. And she can become my fantasy girl.
This is where the creep comes out.
Yeah. Oh, he's a fucking creep. No
doubt. But the creep
hasn't
come out yet. But this is where the creep's coming out. And that's where we meet Nikki. Her face is beat. She looks great. She knew she was going to be on.
And it's like 1 p.m. She knew she was going to be on television.
Y'all, I think she runs this business out of her home. Because this is just so good for her. She's an entrepreneur. And so Stan is in there. He's like, so I'm looking for a wig. She's like, okay, yeah.
What's her style? What is she like? She's in prison. Oh, wow.
Okay, you actually said that even nicer. Nikki was like, wow. He's like, I'm getting her this wigs as a surprise. She's like, oh. And so they're like looking at pictures. And then she puts the wig up to Stan and she's with a mannequin. And she's like, Do you like this?
He's like, yeah, this I like. This will go really good on my blow up doll. I mean,
Lisa. Nikki is an amazing salesman and she knows exactly how to talk to people.
Oh, totally.
She knew exactly how to talk to Stan.
She's like, oh, yeah, this is really nice. I'm sure she's really going to like this. Don't you think a gift wig is the strangest thing? And it's also one of the most almost offensive things to give someone.
Yes.
Number one, you're not going to be able to pick out a wig that they would want to wear.
Also,
to fit a wig on someone's head.
Especially wigs like this, custom wigs, are fitted to someone's head.
Y'all, these wigs, for three wigs, he bought three. That's $1,300. Those are nice lace front wigs, y'all.
Those are nice. That means, y'all, Nikki probably built these wigs herself.
Oh, yeah. When we buy wigs, they're like $60 tops. There's really good ones from the Vivica Fox collection.
We have bought three wigs that were $60 plus. The rest of them we bought for $12.99 on Amazon.
Yeah, a lot of cheap wigs.
Our Darcy and Stacey wigs, real cheap.
those actually give me a rash when I wear them.
Get ready, we're gonna have to break them out soon. Darcy and Stacey are coming back.
Oh God!
And we're gonna have to film the videos remotely too because you're
twins
there and
around
I'm
the
here.
World.
That's right. Wow. And so $30 not that bad. And then Nikki says, "So Stan, are you gonna be her sugar daddy or her boyfriend?"
He's like,
and he says, "Huh, both. And she said, well, I like that. I guarantee you, Nikki is like, how much do you like her? Because I'm selling wigs out of my apartment trying to make a buck, bitch.
I'm not. I can put on any wig you want me to.
I can put on any wig you want, Stan.
So then Lisa calls, and her brother got a new, she said, got a new charge and needs 30. He's like, oh, 30K in bail. And we already know where this is going. So she's like, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, really, he's really in problem right now. He needs treatment. He needs this. And basically, Stan says, well, she comes from a family of criminals. And her father was actually a murderer.
her father was a murderer.
And I was like, maybe not brand him as a murderer. In other words,
maybe say her father murdered someone.
Not like you gave him a job like one who murders.
Yes. Now look, and this isn't saying, y'all, we can all rise above our familial circumstances. I get that. But the deal is, then we hear Lisa say, because Stan says, well, maybe I don't need to pay for his bail. Maybe he needs to be in there to learn a lesson. And Lisa's like, well, you're right. You know, this is my seventh time, and I finally learned my lesson.
I gasped. She's 40. She's 39.
She's going to hose him, take him for all he's worth.
Y'all, I mean, this she's is been in jail seven times before.
Seven times, and she ain't old.
Seven. 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 Seven.
Seven. Anyway, y'all.
It's the second Friends reference this week.
It's true. And Lisa says, you know, at the end of the day, it's only money.
That is for you, too. And then she says, he says, I prefer that she doesn't associate with anyone from her family. Good luck.
Good luck.
This is going to go just perfect. I'll tell you that now.
Let's talk about somebody else who's going to go perfect. Deontay and
Nicole is release day.
Y'all, Deontay.
And also, he's going to release it all over her.
It's true. Deontay enjoyed our meme on Instagram. He liked it.
I know. He liked it.
He follows us now. And so
I wonder if he's going to like what I have to say.
Well, we keep it real.
There's something about him that he's got these like, and I was talking about this with a friend of mine, and actually a client too, and she watches the show, and she said it, and she nailed it. She's like, he's got this kind of hungry eyes, this vacant, needy expression.
Hungry eyes.
I feel the magic between you and a girl.
I would like to
change the key, but I went ahead and did it in your key.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate you.
See the little things I do for you every day?
Mm-hmm. Keep it up.
I wanted you to feel validated.
Keep it up.
But
thank
I need
you.
To still I, tell you it's the wrong key.
I need the grace.
Hungry eyes.
No one cares. So, y'all, by the way, if you haven't gone to Reality Gaze podcast and seen our meme that we made that – Sissy Christina made. It might be one of my favorite memes we've ever put out. So be sure to check out our Instagram.
We do a commercial for the sex toy.
She did the meme of the commercial. It's great.
In the dishwasher. So he's got rose petals. He's sprinkling them all around.
Those rose petals are back.
And she's basically telling him, you know, I need a little love. Don't just pound me. And I went, Not familiar.
She's like, I don't know. And Deontay says, I can be soft or I cannot. And then I'm going to say something now and you're going to judge me for it. And maybe it's because I've been.
I don't know why you would ever say that.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's because.
Why are you expecting me to judge you?
Maybe it's because I've been in Oklahoma for 6 weeks and not in Los Angeles with my partner.
Yeah.
But when Deontay was doing exercises shirtless and I saw his abs and I could see the outline of his big dick and he said that, I was like, yeah, I'd hit it.
I'd hit it in a really dry drought, maybe. There's something
I'm in a drought, poodle.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm in Oklahoma for a month.
I can hear the dust blowing over your
asshole. Yeah, every time. Every time I walk, you just hear like my ass go, and it's just like dry paper scratching against itself. Anyway,
they call Maddie's asshole the tumbleweed.
The tumbleweed. I'm just saying now, I'd let Deontay fuck me. I'm there.
There's something about him.
I bet he's a good lover. I think he's a good lover.
No, I think he'd need to be told. I think he'd need to be told he was good
sometimes
all the time.
Sometimes that's a good lover.
No, told I don't good? Have, I don't have no, time I mean, to validate you.
No, not told. I thought you were going to say not told what he's good, but told what to do. Sometimes
oh,
a
no,
lover.
That's fine. A but lover when some people say, is that good? Is that good? Is that good?
You,
does it make you feel good?
I bet you he has sex, first of all, with his huge dick. I bet he has sex and then. 3 minutes later, he's knocking at the back door again.
Yeah, he probably wants to do it again.
Again, yeah.
No, I'm just saying, he gives me a vibe. There's something about him.
The hungry, vacant eye is yes! very true.
It's just like, seems... I need something.
It just, yeah.
Very zombie apocalypse. Yeah.
He just doesn't seem like he has a lot of subtlety to him.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And but for instance, you know, he's going to pick her up and he says, you know, I got hosed before by someone who was incarcerated, but you don't really know until they're on the outside. And he's nervous, he's driving there, he's shaking. Not a lot happens with him except for she finally gets out of prison. She walks up in the mist. He grabs her and just
starts
kissing her. But then he's just like, here's your money. Here's a glass of wine. Like, he can't wait for it. No subtlety. It's like, maybe
I never,
like when you're driving down the road home, be like, hey, if you open the glove compartment, I got you some money.
Right.
Not just like, here, count it out.
You're right. There is no subtlety. And I think it's just that he's so desperate. That's what it is. It's the desperation.
He really wants to be loved.
Yeah. And did you notice? I've never seen anyone. Yes, I've seen like, you know, people give money, but I've never seen anyone actually just give someone money in an envelope before. Like a big wad of cash.
Yeah, me neither.
I know.
Yeah, never.
I'm not saying I wouldn't like it.
Never had that happen in an alley to me or in a back of a pickup truck at all. Sure.
That's what I call a fare. So that's a completely different thing. That's an exchange of goods and services.
I'm just saying I have.
So he said that so we see her. She's got as we felt from Lindsay, she's got prison makeup all on her. She's got white powder. I don't know what she did to make this prison makeup.
First impressions of Nicole?
She's a good con artist.
You know what my first impression is?
She does not love him.
My first impression is, oh my God, she's so young.
She's very young.
In her pictures, she's wearing more makeup and stuff. Y'all, she's 23 years old and she looks 19. How old is Deontay?
Late 20s, maybe.
Maybe. Do I have the other Lalu episode where I put their ages? No, I don't.
I just think you can just tell by the way the first response, and maybe she's just been in jail. Maybe it just takes time, but... Either she is trying to figure out how she's worked this, and now this person is real. And because her first response is like, ugh. Like she did not have a complete physical reaction to him.
She did. I didn't feel like she seemed super attracted to him either.
Nope. I think she's going to string him along. I think she thought she might, but I think now... In prison, things maybe colored her experience. And now she's going to say, how long can I string this along for? How long can I do this?
What's it going to be like when she meets Mama?
Yeah.
And we find out,
go good.
She said life was fine for me. And then at 16, I met a bad boy and we started taking Xanax. And it kind of went down from there.
And you know, on Xanax, you'll do anything. You'll rob banks. You like trouble.
And like... Again, I know I'm hard up, but Deontay's like hugging her and he's like, yeah, tonight we're going to get ready for the swirl. That made me kind of go, bleh.
But yeah, there's something about him. It's that like, was, bleh.
Well, he has no game. He has no game. So that made me, bleh. But then he reaches down and touches his dick and says, down, bad boy. And I went,
down, boy.
I went, oh, hello, boy. Oh, hello.
You respond to no subtlety in that way.
I go back home this week and I need to. There's going to be more than fireworks for me on 4th of July.
Yeah, you're going to need to get that out of your system before I see you.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be just like,
Gross. Don't ever do that.
You do that all the time to me.
Yeah, but when you do it, it's gross. When I do it, it's charming.
Yeah, I'd like for you to look up the word charming and then talk to me again. Y'all, but you know what is charming? You know what is charming?
I'm your pickle. I'm your pickle.
What happened to Courtney? What happened to this person?
I don't know.
This is just like the...
Why is she hiding dressed like a pickle?
Why are you hiding? Why wouldn't you jump out like in a pickle costume and be like, hey, babe, hi.
Well, I would have to unpack why she's in the costume.
Well, yes.
Entirely.
It's just such a broken way. She's crying.
Calls her my little pickle. He's kissing her in the pickle outfit. And he says,
like, why are you in a pickle costume? And she said, because I'm a big deal. And he kind of almost reacts like, huh?
Wait.
Oh, yeah, that joke.
Oh, yeah, that joke that we talked about like 8 years ago.
Because she keeps bringing it up. And he's like, yeah, it wasn't as funny to me. But I get it, honey.
You took it to kind of an extreme thing. I think I need... Okay, anyway, let's move on.
I think it might be let's move on from the pickle. Let's never move on from the pickle.
I know. The pickle's been good to me.
It's been good to me. Dill sweet.
Then someone's a lowercase G. Because now I'm the big G. Girls, they got money. $100 bills, y'all. If you were from where I'm from. I can't do the whole thing.
I enjoy a good gherkin.
So what do you think? I saw a picture of him. And then when he was in his confessional... In the moment, I was like, oh, he's much cuter with a beard. Much cuter.
Yeah, but you would still bang him, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm into him, but I am. I need therapy for that.
He is Jake's bad boy type.
I need help for that. As soon as I saw him, I went, I'd bang him.
Yeah. The star tattoos on his neck, and
I knew her when I was in prison. It's a very, very weird accent. It's like I knew her was in prison, but I didn't know I was going to end up with her. I don't know if it's like Pennsylvania there for him, or it's more Delco than anything else. Sorry, Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania sissies. Remember he has to now live with his cousin because she's on probation, but they do get to quarantine for 2 weeks. And they're eating in a restaurant. He's like, this smells like sex in here. I'm like, I doubt fries. You know what? No, they do. Fries do smell like sex to me.
Fries do.
I completely get it. I'm sorry for doubting you, Josh.
Yeah. Tell me some fat burger, fat fries doesn't feel orgasmic when you eat them.
Boy. The line between eating fried potatoes and sex is very, very fine.
You should get some. It'd be good for your stomach.
I did have a hash brown this morning from McDonald's.
Good.
That did settle it.
Good. Good.
So he's decided.
Josh is like, the odds were against us. And I said, what? Because she wasn't kosher? Like what? I don't get like.
Boy, the pickle jokes never going to stop.
They're never going to stop. So he's quarantined for 14 days with her, but then he has to go to his aunt's because, y'all, she can't be together. Because remember, she was his security guard. She got arrested.
And she came in all kind of different wigs.
I wonder if Nikki supplied her with wigs. I'm going to say no.
She could not afford Nikki. She could not afford Nikki's wig chop.
She could not.
Those are quality wigs.
Quality wigs.
And so... They haven't had sex.
No.
He hasn't had sex in 11 years, so he's like, I'm basically a reborn virgin.
Again, when he typed that, I went, poodles type. Y'all, if a guy told Jake, hey, dude, I haven't had sex in 11 years, so I'm basically like a reborn virgin, and Poodle knew that he could defile him. Yeah, oh, see, look at him. He's already... Wow.
Who is it that was... Who was it that I just wanted to have my way with, just defile? It was nice boy.
No, it's... they're coming back at the end of the summer, Plathville.
Oh, yeah.
It's the oldest one.
Oh, Ethan.
Not Mike and Ethan. It's Ethan Plath.
I just want to do the most unspeakable things with him.
Same. Y'all, Plathville's coming back.
Oh, like to the point where he'd have that grin in his face and then his eyes would roll back into his head. He's like, I've never done this. I'm like, I know. I can see it in your eyes. He's like, maybe not use a power tool this time. Shut up. Do what I want.
He would have to be. It'd be like, y'all, I just had a friend that she came down to Oklahoma, and she actually, my friend who used to go to Stoptown Baptist Church. But anyway, she took pictures. Her grandma, basically, she was at Lone Grove Assembly of God, and they were taking church pictures. And the grandma asked the photographer if they could stay around after and take family pictures as well. So she
that
got
is weird.
All the family came down, and they even called my friend Lori, and her grandma said, Lori said, well, what should I wear? She said, well, you know, if you have something in a zebra print, that'd be appreciated. But she didn't. But Lori sent me a picture, and it was word art in this church that just says, not today, Satan. And they don't realize.
They had no idea that was coined by a drag queen.
By Bianca Del Rio. And it made me laugh so fucking hard. But it's the same thing that when you would have sex with Ethan Plath, you would say like dirty things. You would say things like, fuck me like a schoolgirl. Uh-huh. And he would just start giving you like algebra problems because he wouldn't know what you meant. He would just take
it. Explain it.
Yeah, exactly.
You got your little book bag there. Like, come on, you better than this.
Like when you say choke me, he would say, I don't want to kill you. And you're like, that's not what I mean.
Put your hands around my neck.
It would get very confusing quickly.
He'd get the hang of it in about 5 minutes. I'm a good teacher. Even that made me sick.
Wow. Okay. Now I'm nauseous. Let's move on.
So
they get food, and he talks about how crabby the food is in prison. And again, he's like, oh, it's a whole new life. And he's eating a sandwich, and he's like, oh, it's... And she says, Courtney says, oh, did you get dill pickles on your sandwich? And
he's
I'm like,
are we still doing this? Like what? Oh, yeah.
I knew it. Go
ahead. In his head, he's gonna be like, "Is it gonna be pickles for the rest of my life?"
My life, y'all. Courtney is a 12-year-old girl.
She's really kind of broken too.
She's really emotionally stunted. I don't think Josh is. I think he seems like... I mean, if they work out, you never know. Bonnie and Clyde are still together and going strong.
Y'all, life after lockup is coming back in August.
It is?
Yes.
I didn't see that.
Yes, it is Christiana and John.
When their demons got her. Who else?
Demons got her, got a glow up. She's got a big wig on now.
Wait, it is I have amazing. Not seen this. Why didn't you share this with me?
Sorry, I thought it was on the commercials. Demons got her's like, she's like, she's got a devil on one shoulder and an angel.
Oh,
she's got
I watch
a big
on,
old like saloon girl wig
oh,
on.
It's, I watch oh, on YouTube Live, and so they have different
oh,
commercials.
Demon's Got Her has a glow up, y'all. I'm so glad she's back. Shane and Lacey are back.
King.
And there was a note, something, the little thing after it, little feature app was Shane and Lacey talking about baby stuff. And figuring out how well they know each other, like a quiz. Yo, Lacey, I think Lacey might be even dumber than Shane.
Oh, she is. She's dumb. She's...
So when they asked, how many often do babies poop a day? And she went, I don't know, 30. 30 times a day.
They do poop a lot.
But the answer was like 3 to 4.
Who else was on it? Who else pooped?
No, it was just a Shane and Lacey thing.
No, but I mean, anybody else of who's on Life After Lockup?
Puppy and Amber. I know.
Really?
Yeah, it's and I think I think I did see those two. I'm trying to think who else I saw. But Christiana and John were all over it. Shane and Lacey, of course.
I'm sure that, what's their name?
Helpful. Can you put words to it?
She's had the guy, Cabbage Patch.
Oh, Sarah?
Sarah.
I'm sure Sarah's back. I did not see her, but who knows?
She's had she's lost a ton of weight.
Yeah.
So.
So anyway, let's get back to this. But Josh says, well, you know, we had phone sex, but our phone calls are kind of being listened to. And I went, imagine that, trying to have phone sex. And, you know, someone is just going, yeah, just talk about his dick. Yeah. Just listen to it.
Just.
Yeah. Same old.
Same.
Now he's going to talk about sucking his dick.
Really? You're not going to talk about his balls? Come on.
Like, we've had this conversation before, Charlene.
Really?
I just think that would be awkward.
That'd be awkward.
She has three dogs, and the dogs want get off while they're trying to, like, have sex.
Make out.
And at one point, his head is laying down, and the camera just focuses on the dog behind him who is, like, eating something.
It was weird, and I don't know. I guess it's weird. It's like they were being filmed by a crew, but then these shots, they were taken by themselves on an iPhone.
Yeah, I think it's quarantine.
Of them just staring at one another. Maybe they need more footage. But so, y'all, he's, like, loving the house. And he said, I never thought someone would build an empire for me just to walk into. And that's what you did.
This is definitely the Ottoman Empire.
I'm like, this ain't
based
Rome.
Based on actually lots of Ottomans where the dogs are steps to get up to the bed.
That was a pun, and it was well played. Well done. Wow.
Maybe you're overreaching with calling it an empire.
Now, Courtney is basically like, so yeah, we're going to sleep tonight, but, you know, I know he's nervous, but it's human instinct. He'll be fine having sex. Just do me.
Do me.
Do me, baby. Do me, baby. Yeah, yeah. Do me, baby. This is quick. Let's talk about Rachel and Doug. They weren't very long.
Did you hear this? Like, yeah, I guess he's got to get in his 25 calls a day. I wrote down, y'all, Doug is going to be an absolute abusive nightmare. He gives, like, all the red flags when he gets out.
Yeah, yeah, he's going to be horrible.
And he'll say things to her like, yep, almost is not good enough. What are you going to do about my parole officer? And, like, curse at her.
He's going to be a piece of shit.
Yeah. And I wrote down, Doug needs to stay locked up.
Doug needs to stay locked up.
So she's meeting her mom, Michelle, for coffee.
Yes.
And you know, I think I know what you're saying. I think it's time for another installment of Lalu Theater. So I'll be playing the role
of hip hop.
I'm okay with that. I'll be playing the role of Rachel, and you'll be playing Michelle, her mother, who has seen some shit, evidently. Get your EOS ready.
Okay.
And scene. Hey, Mom.
Hi.
Hold on. Let me just get off the phone with Doug.
Okay.
Hold on. Oh, Doug, don't scream at me. Don't scream at me today. Hold on.
Oh dear.
It's Doug on the phone. Okay. Fuck you, bitch.
Oh, that scene.
See you later. Anyway, it's going really well with Doug.
Yeah. Is it? He seemed like he was. Was that yelling on the phone, dear? Was that yelling?
You know, it's what he needs to do. So he's in prison right now. So.
Okay, Frank got a lot of anger.
It's fine. You know? We love each other, so that's all you need to know. Why are you in my business?
No, I'm just asking. I'm just saying, if it's anything like Shawshank Redemption, it's rough. The only prison movie I've seen.
I think it's just like that.
It is good. They're on a beach.
Yeah. Anyway, so he's getting out soon. I'm really excited.
When are you ready? You know, for Thursday.
Yeah, I'm very ready. He's the love of my life. He's the love of my life, Mom.
But you're ready. You know that. You're going to take care of his son and...
Yeah, I'm adopting his son.
And you're not worried about what happened last time,
he's given me no
time,
reason to doubt him besides the constant screaming and 25 phone calls a day and emotional manipulation.
Okay,
well,
honey,
before, it was a completely different thing.
All right,
this was
honey,
a convict
why,
who was a drug addict.
This is why I'm overweight.
And now he's in jail.
Me.
Doug is not a drug addict. He's just
that's
convict.
A big difference. Oh, okay. Big difference.
Yes, big difference.
But, you know, honey, I don't know if
also, his name was also Doug, but that was a problem that I married two Dougs. But you know, love is love. Love can't help who you love.
Love, honey, love is blind. And when you get, when you get that veeny weeny, sometimes you keep going back for the flavor, you know, it's just something you can't let go of. Look at your father.
I know how that is. Yeah.
Look at, I think maybe you kind of want a bad boy, honey. And I just don't know if I want the one, the 2 a.m., the 3 a.m. phone calls.
You know, I completely trust him, Mom.
Yeah.
Because he said he was get his dick tattoo with my name. So what do you say about that?
Honey, how much money have you spent on him? How much money, honey?
Only $30,000. That's better than the last one.
Need some potato chips. I'm going to need some potato chips.
You know, love is love. Love is love.
Honey, but you got to save that money for your retirement.
You know what? Like, you can't save money when you're dead. You got to spend it.
Okay. Waiter, can I get some pie?
He said he's dated women for money before, but I'm fine. This is completely different. It's good.
Make that a slice of cake, please, a la mode.
Didn't know you could put ice cream on a la mode cake. Never heard that.
And scene.
Y'all, this poor mom.
She had a nice
Kohl's blouse on and everything.
She is trying her best. Rachel was so adversarial with her mother.
Awful.
And we were right. She
all just to piss off her mom.
This is all
and everybody
just like
in her family.
This prison bad boy fetish for her. And you want to be like, she's getting what she's deserved. But I think you're right, Poodle. She is getting more trouble. Like, I'm concerned for her safety.
I am very concerned. This person, Doug, sounds like an actual nightmare.
Someone who might could hit her.
And she's a situation where she's being asked to adopt his son. Good God. This is where you look at someone. If a friend or a client told me a story like this, my first thing to do was reach out to them and grab their arms and say, run. Run.
This is where
get out immediately tonight.
Don't just ghost them. Don't tell them where you live anymore.
Leave.
If Poodle told me he was doing this, there's one thing that I have when Poodle, I've told Poodle, if he gets really out of control and I need to press the red button, and I will press that red button. And he knows, I think, what that red button is.
What?
I'll call Mother Poodle.
Oh, yeah.
If I called Mother Poodle,
that would be the red button.
She would be out here on the next day and she would take care of it.
Yep.
And he knows that. That's why Poodle won't do drugs or anything anymore. Because if he becomes a drug addict, he knows I'm going to call Mother
Poodle.
You'll
call her. Yeah. And she'll go,
I will.
Drugs. Call.
A convict.
Look for flights.
He's married a convict.
He knows better than that.
Like stripe wearing convict. I'm like, they don't wear stripes anymore, Mother Vicky. Caw, they used to.
How else could you tell they were convicts?
Orange doesn't look good on anybody.
That is the truth. I think that's one of the reasons why they've chosen that, just to punish people by wearing orange.
Or maybe to see them whenever they run away in the night.
That's a better idea.
Yeah. Let's talk about Brittany and Ray.
Brittany with the judgiest family known to man. And I know it's because her family wants her to be.
It sounded like Brittany was with, we should say, it sounded like Brittany was with a Doug type who physically tried to assault her. So I have to be honest, my family would be this way too, I think.
It's just, you wouldn't want to be on camera being this judgy. So she says, basically, my family is well off, and it's important for my family to see men who can provide for me and show up for me. And it does seem like this feels like a little bit of Rachel too. Like I'm gonna
it does.
Back. I know that the anger and the little bit of aggression I have towards you, I'm gonna throw it back in your face.
Yeah.
It's less aggressive than Rachel though. I guarantee
now that we've met her family and we see that she has a sister, I bet her other sister is the quote unquote
perfect
sister.
Totally. Totally. And sister with the perfect eyebrow game.
And Brittany is jealous of that or upset or feels less than.
And dad said, I love to work on my Camaro. Her father, Roland, and Diane.
Because it's his birthday.
Yeah.
It's his birthday.
Her mother is like, yeah, we like to spend money too. Blah, blah, blah. What's going on with you, Brittany? And she's like, well, I've been dating someone. They're like, oh, tell us more.
For 9 months. Because, and you know, I didn't want to tell you because he's in prison.
And the mother goes, girl.
Girl.
Girl. Y'all, the amount of judgment that was laced in the single word girl
would have collapsed a dam.
You would drop dead
if she looked
at that in person.
If she stood in front of Hoover Dan and just went, girl, you would hear
the dam would crack.
It just sink into the earth and flood towns.
Why do I feel bad about myself?
Girl. And that's when the sister's
like, you're kidding, right?
You're kidding. And then that mom says, look, we are traumatized from your last relationship, Brittany. You've got to understand that. And the dad's like, well, go ahead.
I felt for Brittany because her entire family was ganging up on her. Now, I will say, yes, she should have told them about a 9-month relationship, especially if her last relationship wasn't a physically abusive one.
I don't feel bad for her.
I just feel bad because it felt ganging up on me to me.
She told them in a situation, look, if I told you something, if I gathered all of our friends together and dropped a bomb on you, that y'all would be shocked and concerned, you would quote unquote gang up. I think she wanted to create this gang up so that way she feels like it's, I bet Brittany is going to say shit like, it's me and Ray against the world.
Yeah, you're right. But she's doing it to fuck with her parents too.
Because Brittany also says, she says to her parents, she's like, I wasn't looking, it just happened.
That's like saying the cock just fell in my butt.
Yeah. I didn't mean to.
That Swarovski necklace just jumped into my pocket.
Spark like Cable Man's dick just fell into my mouth whenever he was tightening that cable screw.
Sparklight?
That's the name of the cable company we use here. Sparklight.
How do you spell that?
Standing under your spark dirt.
Anyway, we need to move on.
Sparklight. It's all one word. They're not great. But anyway, she was looking for this, y'all. She was looking for someone incarcerated. It didn't just happen.
And dad says,
I just want to say, it's like when Rachel said, I wasn't looking to write Doug. I just saw his profile, a picture of him shirtless standing there in a sexual position.
And we started out as friends.
And I just want to support him. Bullshit.
And dad says,
they are a lot alike. You're right.
Dad says, we got big expectations for you. And who's to say he won't reoffend? These are normal parent things to say. We just think that it does seem that Brittany is just announcing this at her. It does seem a little weird.
Yes.
But she says, Ray is completely different. He is kind. He wants to make sure that I'm good, blah, blah, blah. And the mom is like, why do you feel like you have to rehabilitate people? And that is a great question.
The mom says, she's like, why? I expect you to make good choices. She's like, why can't you be with someone who's upstanding? And the dad even says, we don't have anything against him that he's been in, that he's in prison.
Incarcerated.
We
don't want that for you.
We just don't want that for you. And again, we mentioned this episode, but that goes back to y'all. When you're black in America, I almost hit my computer and knocked it over. When you're black in America, the expectation of people, of families that have been destroyed by incarceration in the community, I just think that
And that hasn't happened to them, but they see it. They know that's not what they want to be.
that's know that that's what they want to be. And so
yes,
I'm almost with everybody else, we kind of know what's going to happen. I'm intrigued by her storyline because I'm intrigued by her, and we still fully don't know why she's going this route. I don't know what it is yet.
She's very insecure. That's yeah. part of it. But I think
I don't know like the deep trauma yet.
I think it is to fuck with her family.
It
feels like she needs to rebel. Very Rachel. So she says, well, you know, mom asks, I'm not going to meet him unless he can bring something to the table.
This was well played.
Yeah.
I'm going to start saying this for now. She's like, you know what? It just doesn't sit right with me.
So y'all, she says, they ask where he's going to stay.
Yeah. Where's he going to stay? She lies and says with his dad
with his dad.
And you know, and his dad,
he's going to stay with her.
With her, but he's not telling. And you know, she even makes a point for her. His dad even says he's got to deal with. He's going to come into this relationship thinking he's not good enough for you or not good enough for us, and now he's going to be dealing with that. I don't think they're ganging up on her. I think they're being somewhat compassionate to the situation, and even to Ray.
I guess I was kind of surprised. The way she did it.
Was horrible.
I was surprised that they kind of took it on in that way and not just and not just processed it a little bit more.
Yeah.
And
that they immediately jumped to the defensive.
Yeah. Instead of coming to her one on one, that may not be the way they do things.
That's not the way my family do things. We would all have a family discussion right there in front of everybody.
No, that wouldn't happen in my family.
Oh, that's the way my family does it, yeah.
No, because you shouldn't.
Aunt Peggy'd be there. Aunt Darla'd be there. They'd all...
giving them their input? Yep.
Yes, yes.
Well, Aunt Peggy and Aunt Darla in the same room.
Have called Cousin Kelly and put them on speaker. Sissy, listen to what Matthew just told us. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
It happens.
That's why you butt in. That makes so much sense.
No, I just don't want you to fuck things up. I want you to have a good life.
But you all, well, you know what? Sometimes you have to let people do what they need to do.
Okay, most people make mistakes, Poodle. When you make a mistake, you either end in jail or in the hospital.
That's fair, and that's a read. But it's true. That's the show,
y'all. You can go to Reality Gaze Podcast. This is a good season of Lalu. I'm going to like it.
Oh.
I love this show. RealityGazePodcast.com. Go to Instagram and Twitter. You Poodle. I don't know what's this. Oh, yeah, I do now. We got cameos coming. Y'all send us your Father's Day cameos, and Poodle talk to your daddy a lot. So I don't know what the next holiday is. July 4th or whatever. You want a cameo? Just come at us.
A lot of, I've been doing a lot of, birthday cameos, a lot of people are buying them for themselves, saying, I deserve this. I'm deserving. And I love that kind of,
my favorite.
But it just says, I'm doing this for myself.
For me.
I love it. For me.
Y'all, okay, go to Apple Podcasts.
Everything's coming up roses.
Someone feels better.
I do feel better.
You can go to, go to our website. Go to the Apple Podcast app and rate 5 stars. And if you don't know what to write, just write. Keep going queens. And we appreciate the review. And Poodle, it's time for us to say goodbye. So what do we say?
We will lalluya later.
Lock me up, roll with a key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm just a prisoner of love.